Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today we want to talk about how dropshipping is easily the best model to start with. You can start with no money down. You can get started for less than $500. You can get a business going, but that you should be focusing on the long-term vision of your brand. And so building a brand beyond dropshipping, actually marrying them together, I think is the best answer. And you should be doing this way sooner than you think you should be doing it, in my opinion. I'm curious John's opinion. Here at Dropship Breakthrough, we talk to you not about products. We're not trying to find a product. We're not trying to find the next hot product. We're trying to find a person to which we will sell products. And that person buys lots of things. And so I just want to like give you a little taster. Like I think there's so many different things you can private label. It doesn't have to be like the main thing you're selling. How do we teach this, John? How do we start somebody by like getting them to think about like, all right, we're building cash flow. We're building a brand. And then we're also building an opportunity to start our own brand on top of that.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think in the beginning, it's just a mindset thing from the start. Like, I mean, you have to come to drop shipping, I think, with the idea that this is going to be something you end up doing. Like this is actually part of the journey. It's not like, I think if you just come to drop shipping and you're like, well, I'm just going to be drop shipping. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to do that forever or for as long until I get bored of it or whatever. Like, I think that's just a really limited way of looking at your business and where you could go, because I think there is a limit on where you're going to get to dropshipping, right? There always is. And it's not going to be a massive business, like as in the grand scheme of things, you know. It can be a real decent business, don't get me wrong, but, you know.
Look, let's put some numbers there, right? I want to make sure people are clear. I was part of a business that went to $11 million. Before private labeling, like $11 million in revenue, these businesses again do 10 to 20% bottom line. Do the math there, right? Like you can get to a decently sized business. And I hate the fucking term dropshipping, being a retailer of great products, because at that point we were warehousing products, things like that. And so you can build a pretty big business here. But if you want to go to the moon, as the kids say, like you have to have not only your brand as the retailer, but like you should also start your own brand.
Yes. Yes, that's right. And yeah, I mean, that's $11 million a year in revenue, not in total revenue, if anybody's kind of listening to those numbers and wondering about it. And that's right. Like, I mean, for most, I think people, of course, in the beginning, like probably don't believe that they can do this sort of stuff, or they're just like, I can't even imagine being at $11 million a year in revenue, just drop shipping. That is so wild to me that thinking past that is not something I can actually do. But I would encourage people like to think past that, because I mean, the e-commerce space is even way bigger than that, but you're not going to go way bigger than that, just drop shipping. I think, you know, there's so many reasons, you know, like why you would want to go down this path. Probably the first question past just actually thinking about this is part of your journey and recognizing that this should be part of your journey as soon as it becomes possible, which I think is something we both probably would agree on. You want to do this stuff as soon as you can. There's no reason not to. Is kind of like, is that like answering that question? Like, when would you do it? Like, how do you recognize when this is something you could do? I think that's probably the first question to answer. Because I honestly think there are people in our student body right now who this is something they absolutely could, should be doing right now, you know. And I see very few people at this point in the high-ticket dropshipping space moving in this direction.
I think too many people are thinking of the main product and they're going, well, fuck, I sell this thing for $3,000. Right. Best case scenario, I'm getting it at, you know, $800 probably, right? 700 to 1,000 somewhere in there. Not going to be able to order just one, thinking about a container and just, you know, it's a skill set that I don't think a lot of people have touched on either. I put a little section in our course and I kind of left the last video open-ended and said, who wants to do this? I'll come in and I'll help you do this whole entire thing. You know how many people have reached out, John? One person has reached, and they were at the very, very beginning. They weren't quite ready for this. And so it's kind of shocked me that, like, to your point, I think you should do this soon. And I don't think you need your main product. So I'll give you an example. Let's imagine you sold wine coolers. There are neoprene sleeves. Do you know what neoprene, like a same thing you would put on for like your wrestling knee pad. That's what I think of neoprene, sliding that up my knee and being all sweaty. And just anyway, neoprene pouches for wine bottles, right? So that you can travel with them. You can take them places. You can get those private labeled for about $1. And you could sell them for $11, $12. You are already selling to a lot of people who are clearly wine aficionados. You probably convert at about 1%. That means 99 people out of 100 that come to your website are wine aficionados that you're not selling anything to. And so you have a huge audience of people that you can get started with this. You could put it on the largest e-commerce platform that exists. Certainly, I can tell you some horror stories on Amazon, but I would tell you definitely put it up on Amazon, send your customers there and get that flywheel spinning as well. You should upsell it with every single sale that you make. There are many ways that you can get started, and that's a very small product, right? So imagine you had to order 1,000 to get started at a dollar. Maybe you have to order 5,000 to get started at a dollar. That's not a hard place to be at profit-wise for you to get started with your own brand and get that started and get the ball rolling. Because again, it's going to be just like your business. It's going to take some time for that business to get off the ground, to get its feet underneath it, to get name recognition, to get moving if you were to go the small ticket route. Whereas I think a lot of people are thinking that big ticket. They're like, how am I possibly going to come in here and start with the big, huge item that I sell?
Hey, John here. I just wanted to drop you a quick message to let you know that we have big things happening at Dropship Breakthrough. So if you're a listener of this podcast, you will have heard us talk about Dropship Breakthrough, which is where Ben and I teach people like you how to build, launch, and grow life-changing high-ticket dropshipping businesses. Well, it's been up and running since early 2021, and this year it is undergoing its first major update and upgrade. So we are updating and adding new content to every single video of the course, which means that what is already the biggest, most comprehensive, most well-supported high-ticket dropshipping course in existence is going to a whole nother level. So if you're serious about building, launching, and growing a life-changing high-ticket dropshipping business, and you want to get full access to everything that we have, this podcast is fantastic. There is a wealth of knowledge here, but there is a whole nother level within our program. There are so many things that we just can't get into a podcast, and there is so much support available there that we see people have the best success when they're in that program. So if you'd like to get access to that and take advantage of the most up-to-date high-ticket dropshipping information available, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/join. Or our launch program, which is dropshipbreakthrough.com/launch. You'll find the links below in the description. Join the program today. I'll see you inside. Yeah, I honestly think for most people, it's not their high ticket items. I honestly think that. I think with your high ticket items, putting them in a warehouse is the way to go, right? Like, I mean, a lot of high ticket products, there's a lot of development that goes behind those before they're released to the public, right? And do you need to go through that to take advantage of building your own brand? I just don't think you do. And that's quite expensive to do as well, because you can't just go and, in some cases, you can find a manufacturer who makes almost the same thing as a product you're already selling and blah, blah, blah. But a lot of cases with high ticket products, there's patents, there's all sorts of things. You've got to develop something fairly original in your space if you want to bring a product to market that's not going to infringe on somebody else's IP, which will get you into a lot of shit if you do that and be very, very expensive. So I think for most people, probably with their high ticket products, the first place you want to go is if you're making the money is just to start buying them in bulk, putting them in a warehouse, getting better margins on those things, right? And once again, something I think a lot more people could be doing, right? But absolutely. I think the lower ticket items, I think, we're all about high ticket products, but when you're developing your own brand, there's nothing wrong with doing lower ticket products. Like, this is different to what we normally talk about, right? And it's easier, it's less risky, it's a great way to get your feet wet, as you said, in terms of doing it. The products are not difficult to find or develop. You can go onto somewhere like Alibaba and start researching suppliers. You know, I mean, for a lot of lower ticket products, it's easier to come up with your own version of said product type. And it opens up a whole range of new marketing options for you as well. Like you say, you could put them on Amazon. There are other platforms where you can advertise such products that you wouldn't advertise high ticket products on. Social media, for example, which is something we do not talk about very much with high ticket products. Lower ticket products, it can absolutely work fantastically well if you do it right. You know, there might be other avenues in platforms like Google Ads and stuff that you could utilize that we don't generally utilize. You know, so YouTube, well, I think you could do that for high ticket products as well. Not many people do, but YouTube ads, things like that. Like there's many more marketing channels, I think, that come into play when you have these products. And not only that, it's a fantastic way to build up leads for your high ticket products. So like, let's say you get, you know, your 1,000 neoprene wine cooler things made up and you sell 1,000 of them. You've now got, and let's say, yeah, you made like after marketing $3 or $4 on each one. Let's say you'd probably be like, well, that's nothing to get excited about. That's only $3,000 or $4,000. True. But you've now got 1,000 extra customers on your customer list who you can remarket to, who you can email market to. On your high ticket products, there is no way that in that 1,000 people who are interested in wine, there is not 10, 20, 30 people who are also in the market for a new wine cooler, which you're going to sell to them for $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 or maybe more. Maybe two or three of those people has a wine cellar and they want a wine cellar cooler for you and the whole ducted system set up, which is going to be even more. Like I think that's the beauty. As well with getting your own branded products is that they like there's that connection between those. It's not like two separate things. Like you can use those lower ticket products, even at break even, just to bring in like way more customer data than you can bring in like by volume than you can with high ticket products.
And, you know, get them on your email list, right? I heard a wise man named John recently say, I get emails from this one company every fucking day. Do I buy from them every day? No. But if I'm going to go buy something, I'm going to buy from this company because I see their name constantly, right? And so, look, I think there's a lot of paths to this, right? So there's the whatever you want to call it, low ticket option, right? $0 to $100. I think there's a plethora of options in everybody's industry that you're in. I think the next step up is accessories, which probably go maybe a little bit higher. So think fire pits, the covers. You could definitely source the covers for those. Pellet grills. There's a lot of things that were there's one accessory that you upsell every single time, and it's super generic, and you could definitely start sourcing that. I think the next step up from there is private labeling. So I recently worked with somebody where we stumbled on some keywords around the industry that they were in, and we found a use case for the product that this person had never heard of. I couldn't believe it was a thing. And through that, we started stumbling on suppliers, one of which is in my little town in Wisconsin, by the way, and they're private labeling the brand. And I was like, okay, we found three people private labeling the same main product. And they were adding like one extra piece to it and then selling the whole thing as their own thing. So that immediately told me we could go private label the main product. We did the same thing at the golf company. We weren't recreating the technology. The technology would have been really hard to recreate, right? But the tech, we could continue to sell and build our packages around it by building the ancillary products, making it a different version, making it a better version, and working our way up the ladder. So I think private labeling is a really good opportunity for you to get there. And then if you want to start throwing on bigger pieces. So let's imagine the main piece is $2,000 and you can put on a side piece that everyone's going to buy with it anyway. That's $1,500. That is not the hard thing to recreate. You can private label the hard thing and you could recreate the same thing on the side. I'm just not sure anyone has their eyes open to the opportunity. And once you start opening your eyes of like what could be possible, you start seeing shit everywhere. Like products galore, digital products galore. There's an opportunity to, you know, again, not just be whatever, I don't want to name any names, but like, you know, ebikesurplus.com. You don't just need to be the surplus place or the warehouse or direct or whatever it is that you named your business. You can actually build a real brand on top of this as well. And imagine When you take your dropshipping business to a Quiet Light brokerage, they're going to give you a 3X. They might give you a 3.5X on your business. When you bring your brand there, you're going to get a little higher multiple on your brand. When you bring all of that together, plus your marketing machine behind that, you're going to get a 5 or 6X selling the entire bundle. And like that's intriguing to me when you go to sell your business as well. Are you enjoying the show? Are you getting loads of value? That's amazing. If you can do John and I one quick favor, hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button, leave a review. All of these things help us to reach more people, change more lives. And it's one small thing we ask of you. So again, hit that subscribe button, hit the follow button if you're on a podcast player, and leave a review if you're on iTunes or if you're on Spotify. We appreciate it very, very much.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think, anytime you can bring sort of unique elements to your business that sets it apart, like from somebody who's going to invest in your business, I mean, it immediately becomes more attractive. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, and having your own lines of products that your brand, or at least a brand that you own, that's associated with your dropshipping brand, is something, once again, that's going to set your business apart in a big way. Aside from the additional revenue and all of that sort of stuff that it drives for you. So if you do come to exit, yeah, you're going to be in a much better place, much better place. So let me ask you this, Ben, like probably I would think if I was listening to this and I was, newish to my dropshipping journey, maybe I've got a business up and running, I'm making some sales. When is the right time to do this? Like, when should people be thinking about this? Is there like a mark in your head, whether that's time or revenue numbers, or like what stage is your business at to be considering this? You got something in your head where you would do it?
Yeah, I'd probably think in dollars, right? And again, it depends which way you're going. Let's separate them out. So low ticket, you probably need realistically $3,000 to $10,000 to start. And probably 6 months, realistically. Like, you're going to be doing samples. I'm happy to lay out what this looks like. I've been through it before. And maybe this is something I can do at our live event in Salt Lake City this summer. And by the way, if you're a member and you want to come there, dropshipbreakthrough.com/live. I'm happy to talk on this stuff if you want me to. But I think that's going to cost you 3 to 10, realistically, and some time, right? And so if you want to get started with that, you should probably wait till you have that in the coffers. I wouldn't recommend pouring all of your energy and, getting your ads right, getting your SEO right, getting your email set up, while also like spending money somewhere else where you should be spending it on your ads at the moment, right? And trying to generate more sales there. So I would say once you have 3 to 10 in the coffers, that's when I'd probably start doing it. Honestly, probably at 3, because it's going to take 6 months of you sending back and forth samples for you to get anything done. So, most people aren't taking the money out of their business right of the way, and I don't blame them. I think you should keep it in there and use that to grow your business, at least initially, and then eventually start drawing money out of the business. But you can probably be there in 3 to 6 months, realistically, and sooner if you pushed, I suppose. And so like that's probably where I would be on the low ticket. When it comes to private labeling, I think I would want traffic to the right pages before I'm going to put my own product out there, or a keyword where and I'll tell you this one after the call, the one that I found with someone we both know, where it was just like, oh, I would have never thought of that. And like, there's a real opportunity. Nobody's there yet. And we could jump in there. But private labeling is going to cost you they're likely not going to have anything other than, hey, can we have a sticker to put your name on this? Right. Like private label is kind of weird. So imagine if you sold, I'm looking at the focus right here. Imagine if you wanted to sell this same, monitor, I guess that's what this is for this thing. It's going to show up and the people who bought it are going to know it's inherently a Focusrite. Private label is kind of weird, right? Like, it's your brand, but it's also not your brand. It is a good like medium step. If you want to get started that way, I would recommend adding something onto that so that it becomes your unique product with the Focusrite. I think you can do that at an earlier stage, again, depending what you're adding on. Combining a couple things into a bundle could kind of be your own product way. And then when it comes to the big product, like I would want traffic for the main keyword in my industry to know that I can put my product in front of that so that I can get in front of the right people, or at least I'm not sure I could even put a number on it, but a sustainable amount of traffic so that I know no matter where they land on my site, I can remarket them with my brand of the big product. And that probably comes with a significantly more cash flow than needed for some of these smaller items.
Yeah. Okay.
But cool. I think you can start on the small stuff very, very soon.
Yeah. 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 I actually like, like in terms of how you come up with maybe those ideas and that sort of thing. I actually like your buddy Ryan Moran from capitalism.com. This is kind of like his thing, right? He takes people through a process on like how to find, you know, a product and how to work out like what you should get made and all that sort of stuff. He's got a little book on it. So maybe you can probably get online. I've actually got it here somewhere. I don't know where it is. But I like his process for that. It's probably more on the lower ticket stuff. But like how do you like find an existing product that's in your niche and then like work out one or two ways to make it better based on user feedback that you can find in like reviews and stuff and then go and get that thing made. And then, you know,
I got one pro tip for you. I got one pro tip for you. First off, I love Ryan. Huge, huge fan. We gave out On Switch and Kill Switch at the last live event. I've been talking to Tomer. It might be something we do at this one, maybe just for the VIPs or something. I'm trying to invest. Ryan, if you're listening, you're not listening. I want to invest in your business. I'm the biggest power user of your product there is. Huge fan of Ryan, and he teaches the same thing as us. Like, focus on the human. It's not about the product, right? It's about the human. And so, like, I'm a big fan of his. No, I kind of forgot where I was going. Oh, pro tip. So pro tip here, and shout out to Amira for this. Most courses, like, there's a ton of Amazon FBA courses. My friend Tom has one. They're all going to teach the same thing that I'd be happy to give you in a podcast for free. They're going to teach you to look 0 to 50 might be the top end now with inflation. It used to be like 0 to 35. And not even zero, right? So like 25 to 35 was like the sweet spot, right? And everybody wanted to private label the garlic press or man, there's so many things. I did it too, right? I started my dog supplements right in that same arena.
Yep.
I think, and Amira pointed me to some products in her industry that were in the $200 to $400 range. There's no one there. There's no one teaching you to go look in $200 to $400, let alone it's a bigger investment to jump in there. The product she showed me, absolute no-brainer. Amira, if you're listening, I would probably just copy that person that showed this to you. Huge win. They were selling so many of these because there's such a lack of competition in that space. We'll call it what it is. No man's land. All the gurus are teaching you, you know, 25 to 35. We're in the high ticket arena. We're telling you to sell high ticket items. And that middle area, I think, is just ripe for the picking to come in there with your own product if you can fund it. And so real pro tip here. I know there's a lot of people listening to this. There's a lot of people in our course who are in that position to spend some of the money that their business is bringing in. There's a lot of people in a really nice revenue range right now. Go look in that range. When you go look for products in your industry, like think in the 200 to 400 range, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at the lack of competition that exists there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a cool tip. I like it. I like it a lot.
I challenge anyone who's ever listening to this, if you want John and I's brain on this, especially, you know, we've been partnering with some students as well, and we're hoping to partner with some more in the near future. Like, this is something I want to help them with right away. Just like, how fast can we get this moving? Because again, it just becomes this snowball.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I would definitely say if you're listening to this, and in particular, I'm talking to Dropship Breakthrough students who are growing their business, and you know, you're profitable, you're making some money, like literally reach out to us. Send an email in support@dropshipbreakthrough.com. Reach out to us on socials, in our Slack workspace if you're a member, etc. You want Ben to show you how to do this? You want John to show you how to market it? Like, literally, that offer's open. We'd love to have some case studies, some examples, and that sort of thing, and potentially partners, as Ben mentioned. So, like, this is a shout out. If you think you've listened to this and you're like, hey, that might be me, reach out to us. You got nothing to lose. If we don't think you're quite there yet, we'll say, hey, no, like, that's where you are. You'll be there soon. Let's talk then. Or we'll say, hey, let's do something. Get in there.
We've done this before, and quite a few people have reached out who didn't exactly hear the criteria we're mentioning here. So I'm going to repeat what John said. Yeah. Ideally, you are a member of our course and you're doing a significant amount of revenue where you're in a position to make a move like this. So please pre-qualify yourself with those things before John's inbox gets overloaded here.
And we are not talking about drop shipping. We're talking about purchasing products on bulk, getting products made, et cetera, and selling your own branded products. I think that's the bit that people missed last time we did this. But yeah, I mean, it's an exciting space and we'd love to see more people do it, and we're happy to help people do it.
Real quick, John mentioned the easiest place to start is start taking in your own product. Like, that's kind of a step too. ShipMN.com. Ship Minnesota is what it is. ShipMN.com. Tell Jesse I sent you a super awesome 3PL who can literally take one product for you and house one product and ship it out for you. So if you got one of those brands who's like, you can't sell us if you don't take stock. This is your opportunity to say, hell yeah, I'll take one product, please, and put it on a pallet. It'll cost you $20 a month. Jesse's awesome. Their team has literally never made a mistake for us. And so I can't shout them out enough. If that's the step you're on, reach out to shipmn.com. Tell Jesse Ben Kanaganorf sent you. She'd be happy to help you out.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.